Steve Meyer, Vice President for Pork Analysis with Express Markets Incorporated and a consulting economist for the National Pork Board.
So I saw that there were record-breaking number of market hogs this year. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. We've seen growth in market hog numbers basically coming out of the pig losses back in 2014 due to porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. And those losses restricted supplies for that year and drove prices much higher, and producers were very profitable during those times in spite of the piglet losses, and prices went up by a greater percentage than the losses were as far as numbers of heads, so their total revenues were higher, and those profits left them in very good condition to expand. And we've expanded this year and grown production, especially here in the fourth quarter. And at the same time, we had not expanded the packing capacity in the United States over the years. And we've been kind of running against this packing capacity constraint, or had the risk of running into it, for several years. We were saved in 2013 because of the short crop of 2012 and higher costs. 2014, PEDV took away some pigs. Last year, we got to packing capacity for a couple of weeks right around Christmas time, and this year, we've been at capacity since late September. And so that's put a lot of downward pressure on prices. A lot of pork on the market and not quite enough places to really slaughter them in a very efficient manner. And so that's caused some real problems here this fall.
Do you think that these numbers will continue to grow, or do you think they'll decline in the future?
Well, actually, we think they're going to continue to grow. And the biggest reason is that we have new packing plants that are under construction right now. We opened a small plant in Missouri, in Pleasant Hope, Missouri. The industry opened a small plant in this fall, slaughters about 2,500 head per day. We have another small plant in Minnesota that should open in the spring. And then we have two large plants, one in Sioux City, Iowa, one in Coldwater, Michigan, that will open next summer. And so they're going to provide more slaughter capacity next year and a much more efficient marketing system. And to be very honest, the measurements that we have of demand has said that demand is not the problem here. It really is kind of a mismatch between supply and demand and slaughter capacity here in the short run. So we think that there's going to be some more growth of output next year as producers have started expansion projects that still, we haven't got any pigs out of them yet. They're still in the construction or early in the repopulation or early in the population phase. So we think the production is going to be up about 2% next year relative to this year.
Now, if these numbers do continue to rise, what does that mean for our economy?
Well, it's good for our economy. I mean, we're going to use more corn, more soybeans. We're going to put more people to work in both the production and the processing sector. But I think the real thing that's going to do is, as we grow next year, we're going to see some downward pressure on retail prices. And so the big beneficiaries of larger supplies are going to be consumers at some point. Now, those retail prices don't come down as quickly as farm level or wholesale prices do, and so we haven't seen a large drop in them yet. But if we continue to expand production, which we expect it to do into 2017, there will be some downward pressure on retail prices. And you're seeing expansion in beef output, chicken output, and turkey output as well. So protein consumers are going to be the beneficiaries of this growth eventually, and there will be some price pressure at the retail level sometime during 2017 that's going to benefit those buyers.
Okay, now I saw that in 2014 there was 90.9 billion pounds of meat output. What is the number at this year?
In 2015, a total red meat and poultry production, all species, was 94.27 billion pounds. That's going to increase to about 96.8 billion this year, right on 100 billion next year, and by 2018 up to 102.5 billion pounds. So pretty steady growth here. Those are all new records for total production in the United States. And again, when that kind of growth happens, the real beneficiary of it is going to be consumers. We're going to grow exports some during that time period, but not nearly enough to soak up all that product. And so there's going to be more available on the domestic market, which should help consumers with prices, we think, beginning next year.